Great, thank you, Alan. So we are moving into another discussion, feedback and question and answer period now. I believe we have about 15 minutes for that, so please feel free to submit questions right now if you have any. And while we're waiting on that for a minute, I can just provide a brief note that Paul Anderson from Maine Secret is on vacation this week, and so he was not able to participate and speak to the outreach plans that Maine Sea Grant has been doing and is planning to do. But I can just update that Maine Sea Grant is working hard as a key part of the outreach facility of the University of Maine to work with the folks at UMaine working on deep sea wind on how to have an ongoing conversation with the coastal communities who are most closely linked or located to the Monhegan test site. And so Sea Grant hosted a series of four meetings this spring in towns around Muskogus Bay and is planning to do another series of meetings later this summer or early fall that would be evening discussions, you know, town hall or, you know, Grange Hall type of situation to allow people to just ask their local questions and have a bit of a discussion about, you know, the interaction with the University of Maine R&D south of Monhegan. So I'm just going to check in with Brigida on how we have any questions here, and I think we'll probably have Suzanne and Amanda answer those. Alan, if you're still on the phone, and Matt Nixon as well, we may also ask you to comment on some of those questions. And I just, this is Suzanne. Brigida is in the process of activating a poll that we hope you'll all be able to see on your screens in a few moments. Again, it's a piece we're trying out here with the technology. We do appreciate your patience as we work through the webinar technologies, and we're just hoping to get some feedback from people, again, so that we can understand the various priorities of the participants in this webinar. So take look out for that, and we'll hopefully be able to share the feedback with you on that.
It should be popping up on your screen right now, and you will actually be able to see the answers live. So if everyone wants to fill that out, as well as continue to think of any questions they have.